According to some theories, British intelligence manipulated Hess's belief in the occult to provoke his flight to England. Oddly enough, this scheme involved Crowley as well as British intelligence agent Ian Fleming, who would later write the popular James Bond novels. Via a Swiss astrologer known to Fleming, astrological advice was passed along to Hess, again via the Haushofers and by Dr. Ernst Schulte Schrathaus, an astrological advisor and occultist on Hess's staff since 1935, advocating a peace mission to England, wrote Lavenda. May 10, 1941, was selected as the appropriate date, since an unusual conjunction of six planets in Taurus that had the soothsayers humming for months previous would take place at that time. Once in England, Hess was to be debriefed by fellow occultist Crowley. One clue that such an outrageous plan may have been put into operation was somewhat supported by Nazi armaments minister Albert Speer, who wrote in later years, "In Spandau prison, Hess assured me in all seriousness that the idea had been inspired in him in a dream by supernatural forces." But whatever Hess's motivations, it is clear that foreknowledge of his flight existed in Britain as well as Germany. In fact, both Haushofer's son and Hess wrote to the Duke of Hamilton, whom Hess had met briefly during the 1936 Berlin Olympics, in hopes of initiating peace talks between the two men, perhaps even opening a direct link to King George VI. On orders of the government, Hamilton did not reply. However, one letter to Hamilton from the younger Haushofer was shown to British Foreign Secretary Lord Halifax and Air Minister Sir Archibald Sinclair. Both of these ministers were supportive of the peace initiative, which had to be kept officially secret from Churchill, wrote Picknett, Prince, and Prior. So while it is true to say that Hamilton showed the letter to his superiors, what is omitted is the fact that they kept quiet about it. It should be recalled that the Windsor family have always been sensitive about their German extraction. Peace with their relatives would have been very desirable during the war years. In 2000, senior British government sources confirmed that private letters between the Queen Mother and Lord Halifax showed hostility toward Churchill and even a willingness to submit to Nazi occupation if the monarchy was preserved. Even Churchill, who was tightly connected to the Empire Builders of Britain, made it clear that the object of the war was to stop Germany, not the Nazis.